West Georgia's first news for your Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. Harrelson County authorities late Wednesday say they have made one arrest relating to the shooting death of a Harrelson County teenager earlier this week. Brendan Corey Barker was arrested by Harrelson County Sheriff's deputies and charged for murder, felony murder, and aggravated assault in relation to the death of 18-year-old Taylor Hoyt Daniel this past Sunday. Daniel's body was found off the side of the roadway in the 3000 block of U.S. Highway 78 Monday morning by utility workers. The victim lived nearby. Authorities have not released any additional information at this time, saying this is still an active and ongoing investigation. Additional arrests relating to the case are still possible. Authorities in Cleburne County, Alabama, were able to nab a suspect accused of stealing at least two automobiles in Carroll County and leading Carroll County authorities in a high-speed chase into Alabama Wednesday. Carroll County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Brad Robinson telling me that Monday night, Casey Kennard is accused of stealing an Acura from an auto shop on Highway 166. That car was reported stolen on Tuesday morning and reported by a resident as being seen on Hayes Mill Road in Carrollton on Wednesday. Before authorities arrived on the scene, the suspect had allegedly stolen the caller's Expedition and left the Acura behind. Deputies located the Expedition on Bowden Highway and a high-speed chase ensued into the state of Alabama. At some point, the suspect exited the vehicle and eluded authorities into a wooded area. Kennard was later located and taken into custody by the Ranburn Police and Cleburne County Sheriff's Office. Kennard is suspected of burglarizing a couple of residences in that area. Now, what's even more interesting here, according to a story reported by the Anniston Star newspaper in June of 2018, then 27-year-old Kennard was involved in a similar altercation with authorities. The paper then reported Kennard had been taken into custody by Cleburne County deputies and was charged with receiving stolen property and three charges of attempting to elude and resisting arrest after fleeing from Carroll County authorities in a stolen vehicle, which he crashed on U.S. 78 near Fruithurst. At that time, he reportedly fled on foot and was later captured. Kennard now being held in Cleburne County for the new burglary charges, but will later be brought back to Carroll County to face numerous additional charges. An attempt to enhance the business environment in downtown Villarrica. City Council this week approving the establishment of a downtown district on the north side of downtown. What this does, according to Deputy Director of Community Development Chris Montesinos, Temple Street and portions of Main Street will now be considered an open container district,
which allows the businesses in that area to expand their service space to include areas in the public right-of-way on the sidewalks leading up to the Mill Amphitheater.
Montesino says the Mill Amphitheater would be included in the entertainment district only on an individual event basis and would need to be approved by council ahead of time. The open container rule would be limited to a clear 16-ounce cup. Drinking from can, bottle, or glass is prohibited. Open containers outside are prohibited after 2 o'clock a.m. Carroll County Clerk of Courts Alan Lee telling WLBB Radio that his office has mailed out summons for the first grand jury to take action since courts were shut down during the COVID pandemic earlier this year. 160 Carroll County residents should receive their summons by Monday. Lee says those who receive the mailing should read it carefully as the document will contain new instructions for reporting to the courts based on new protocol in place to protect against potential spread of the coronavirus. From the 160 residents summoned, Lee says the coming grand jury will consist of 23 jurors and three alternates. The first grand jury is expected to be in session November 10th, Lee encouraging those summoned to visit the county clerk's website for updates before their expected date to show up, as the need for jurors could change by then, and those with any concerns with reporting should contact the clerk of court's office. The number of registered voters in Harrelson County has jumped from approximately 18,000 in April of this year to 21,599 in time for the November presidential election. The number of registered voters was listed as 20,797 in Harrelson County as of September the 1st, according to Chief Registrar Pepper Head. Early voting in Harrelson County continues Monday through Friday until October the 30th at the Harrelson County Courthouse. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Also, be sure and like the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.